Hi, I'm Judge Lattimore.
I'm Judge Bain.
And you're listening to Ninth Unplugged. So before we get unplugged, can you please tell me your position, how long you've been on that position, and what you did before you became a judge?
I am an Orange County judge. I am assigned to the specialized division at the Booking and Release Center. I do initial first appearances and a plethora of other things that we do at the jail. And I was a prosecutor for almost 7 years prior to becoming a judge, back when the governor appointed me in June of 2020.
All right. Well, welcome to the Ninth Judicial Circuit. It's been a minute since you've been here, and we are glad to have you here with us. And so now that we've done all of that, let's get unplugged, okay?
Let's do it.
All right. So tell me, what's your favorite way to get unplugged?
My favorite way to get unplugged is to usually cook.
Cook. I like that.
Yeah, cooking is usually my unplugged thing. I get to focus on, you know, my ingredients, my meats, my vegetables, you know, what method I'm using to cook, whether I'm grilling, smoking, baking,
cook.
Yeah, sauteing, you know, sous vide-ing, I'm doing, it depends on whatever, you know, kind of what's going on.
That's how long
kind
have you been cooking?
Probably, officially, probably around 10.
Okay.
Well, I was allowed to kind of cook by myself.
Uh-huh.
While my mom kind of, you know, supervising me, while I was able to kind of go on the stove and, you know, make breakfast or, you know, make a grilled cheese sandwich by myself or something like that.
Okay, and what drew your interest into cooking?
It was kind of a situation where I always had a special relationship with my, I have an uncle that lives in Georgia. His name's Cecil Blanchard. And he's like cook of his family. So when I go to sort of spend summers in Columbus, Georgia, I would, you know, kind of hang around him cooking. Mm-hmm. And then kind of started happening, started doing it when I was at home. But I really started getting into cooking while I was in middle school because my mom took a job. She worked for OSHA. She's actually retired from OSHA for like 40 years.
Okay.
So she took a job where she was traveling more.
Okay.
So it would just be me and my dad at home. So otherwise, we're going to look at each other and be hungry, or somebody's going to have to cook. So
somebody's
going
right?
to have to cook. So that kind of, and then just kept going and kept doing it from there, and, you know, all the way through high school, through college, and, you know, I did all the, you know, team barbecues and things like that while I was in
University. And so that is your real skill, right? Barbecuing?
It is, yeah, probably one of my heightened cooking skills, yes.
Wonderful. And I am very glad that you are my guest. I was blessed with a plate of barbecue, so we're going to make sure this ends in 9 minutes, okay?
Yes, sir.
So tell me something. What motivates you to really work hard?
I'm always, you know, everything in life for my life is usually faith-based. Mm-hmm. So anything I put my hands to, you know, I wanted to glorify God. So I always want to work in that method. Mm-hmm. So I always want to maximize the greatness in wherever God put me. So God put me here and doing being a county court judge. So I want to maximize the greatness in that area and work as hard as I can to, you know, be great at it.
Did you spend a lot of time in church growing up?
Yeah, my father's a pastor.
Okay. And what's the denomination, if you don't mind me asking?
Non-denominational Christian church.
All right. And so were you a part of any organizations or any of the youth groups or all of that when you were in?
Well, we had like a youth group when we were kids. So, okay. You know, did a lot of car washes and things to raise money to go to camps.
Yes.
And to do those kind of things when I was a kid. So, not a part of some of the larger organizations. We weren't affiliated with some of the, you know, like Southern Baptists and those kind of larger, big organizations. Mm-hmm. We were a really small church. So we never got into connection with those kind of things. Mm-hmm. But definitely participated a lot of Sundays,
yes.
Some Mondays, Wednesdays.
Sing in the choir?
Yeah, sing in the choir.
Oh, you got to sing.
Yeah, had to
sing
in the choir.
Solo?
Did all those kind of things. Solo, did all those things while I was
wonderful.
Growing
that
up.
Sounds good. Now, you are a native Floridian, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Where were you born and raised?
Fort Lauderdale.
Okay, and tell us, I know you're a football star, so you University of Miami, I won't get that wrong. Go Gators, okay? And you also played for the NFL, didn't you?
Yes, ma'am.
Who did you play for?
I played for the New York Giants.
Okay, and what was your position?
I played offensive line pretty much halfway through high school, mm-hmm. All the way through college at the University of Miami, and then I had a little splash at the New York Giants and, you know, kept playing offensive line. And
What did you like most about that experience, playing for a pro team?
It was different. It was, you know, definitely more business-oriented than I was expecting. Mm-hmm. You know, when you play in college, it's, you know, more brotherhood, more team, more camaraderie and things like that. So when you get to the NFL, there's also a large age gap between things. So, mm-hmm. Like Jeff Eagles was our punter. Mm-hmm. He played in the mid-80s mm-hmm. for the University of Miami, and we're on the same team together. So that gives you the disparity in time between those guys. So some of those guys have families. Some of the guys, they're in veterans for 10, 12, you know, sometimes 15 years, and, you know, they have, like, all this large life outside of football, mm-hmm. and as they, you know, really approach it as a business and as a professional organization. So that was a big change that I noticed immediately when I arrived in New York.
How'd you like living in New York?
It was cold. It wasn't. I didn't get to experience too much cold because my career kind of ended before it got too cold.
Okay.
But it was definitely different from being a Southern boy mm-hmm. To going into the big city and a lot of people in one little place and. Yeah. Me trying to understand why so many people lived in such a small little area, and they seemed to enjoy it. Walking through Times Square was always interesting. They're always because New Yorkers usually everybody's walking like with their head down, kind of slightly, and walking forward, and people just run into me, mm-hmm. and you know, and running into me was like
that wall. There. Yeah, I didn't see that wall.
Yeah, they didn't see this big thing moving through Times Square, but it didn't seem to faze them. So I guess it didn't faze me. So yeah. They just bounce off and they keep walking, and I just keep on walking down the street. So it was interesting. It was definitely different.
If you had a choice to pick where you would like to live, what, you know, other than Orlando, where would be a favorite spot you like to live and raise your family?
I'm still a South Florida guy. You know, I grew up, you know, growing up in Lauderdale Lakes, Florida. Even going to school at University of Miami until I moved to Central Florida. And while I was in New York, was the first time I experienced not having like the salt air.
Mm-hmm.
So I grew up with that my entire life. You know, smelling the ocean, smelling the salt in the air when I woke up in the morning when I was outside. That was, you know, a big change when I got to Central Florida. Mm-hmm. But I've learned to enjoy both. So I do a lot of things that I didn't do down at home. I do a lot of freshwater fishing here and those kind of things, activities where I'd be more at the beach and, you know, doing those kind of activities when I was back home.
Now you hunt as well, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And what do you hunt?
We're hunting deer last year. Deer season just opened. Definitely try to get a hog every time you get a chance to because they're pretty invasive species mm-hmm. or... I got a chance to shoot a coyote, and that's about a year and a half ago, so.
Now, how did you learn how to hunt in Fort Lauderdale, Florida?
Well, because Fort Lauderdale is always an interesting place.
Yeah, it is.
It's a very interesting place. So a lot of people think about, in Miami, they think about right. the beach and South Beach and things like that. But where my father is from is actually Florida City and okay. Homestead and those kind of areas. So that's a
yep.
completely different beat. That's, you know, really country living. That's, yeah. you know, a lot of groves and fields and
Absolutely.
People picking and
yeah.
those kind of things like that. So that's a, you know, that I'm really more familiar with that than I am with, you know, the South Beach hustle and bustle.
You have a nickname that you go by with your families and friends?
Just call me Bane. Or
Bane.
Big Bane.
Big Bane. All right. Well, thank you so much, Big Bane, for being unplugged with me today.
All right. Thank you. Have a great day.